Okay, good evening. So I'm getting on the base before we go to Mr. Brewer and return just a moment's time. Let me just explain what I believe Shatim that Rashba is about this thing of Chazoka. Remember, we had three shittas essentially in the Rishonim, how we pass him. Some who say Sveika, the Gemara says Sveika v'chumra, mashma in everything, even though you'd expect that Eruv should be. It's Chumin is the Rabbanon, and therefore we should be Mekel. No. That seems to be the shitta of Rashi, Rabbi Nechanan, definitely, and various others. You've then got those who say no. Like the Balamor, for example, says no. When the Gemara says Tzvik or the Chumra, they were talking about the case of Nozid, Enochanami. We're saying over here to this topic. And we go to Kula when it comes to Eruvin. Ah, you're going to tell me, but then what exactly was the point of the Gemara when it was Docha? And it says it's a sopik. I was proving to you in Tchumen of Adam Yasara, and you're saying it's actually the same thing. So I was saying it's a proof, and you're saying it's Mekarach a sopik. Shkeach, what have you said different? So, okay, so we saw that there is a way of answering that by saying that it is a, make Nachkumin is a gav, maybe the gav a yudbeis mil, or for Shetas Shrevi Akiva holds Tchumen is deiraisa, there could be potential Nachkumin. But for us, Taka, we pass again the Kuda, at least within yudbeis mil. That's the second shitta. And then you've got this Rashba who wants to be Mechadish, that there is like an in-between. Meaning to say that the Etzem, you're right, Sveikol HaKul. However, once you've got a, if you've got a Mokum Shavisa to start with, then the Sofei can't override this Chazoka. And therefore, you would not be allowed the Chatzchila to get onto a boat and go outside of your 2,000 Amos from your house. If you started Shabbos in your house, you can't say, but I'm traveling the Malam El Torah. It's a Sofik. And you can't say, in that case, Sofik there are one on the Kudah because you got this Chazok. And we were trying to work out, well, what does this mean, Chazok? So I saw yesterday, I think whilst you were doubling Mario, I was looking around here to see if I could find anyone who maybe wrote a slightly clearer Loshen. And I found that he doesn't use the Loshen Chazok, but the Meiri, when he quotes this Shitta, says the following. Again, this is what for me just sort of triggered what I believe is now quite clearly the Peshat. I couldn't say much more, but I've just got to be able to find it. Mem, Gimel. This is it, right. I'm just going to find the. Oh, we come walking Gedalia Adar Meshivin, brings the opinion of the Gedalia Adar, and he says it. Is what's enough come in between them? He says, I will impost our knu al the sopik. If a person is al sopik, also a low loptis mit chumbe, so it's forbidden for him to go outside of his the tchum of his house. The nitsa comes out up with the brain, she in kan elo isur ulechat chilo. No, that's not what we want. Yeah, I think those are the words I wanted, yeah. Osur lo lotes mitzchum beiso. Is there anything more after that? Maybe not. No, that was it. Yeah? So that's the difference between whether we say it's a vadai psak, saying tchum in vadai meos, or whether we say it any recurrent topic. He says again, the nafkamino being sofik levade shim postakmin, if we were to pass him vadai in tchumin, yeah, that there's definitely no tchumin amal amal soro, then afka shekono shavisa beyavosha, even when you were kodesh shavisa on dry land, mutsu lo nikonis, it's mutsu for a person to go onto the ship, leidech amal amal soro, and go above 10 tfokin kumish yuchal as far as he can. Just, he's got to realize, you know, he had a novel, if he gets into another port, lo yirit, he won't be able to leave the ship. Ole Yetim Menu, we can't at least you won't be able to go out from it. Aladev Shikosan, that we've already written. Right, that's obvious because you, the mighty, you are on the outside of your Tukhum, you're within 10, it's far from the ground, so you're stuck. I would import that to all the Sophi, but if we're passing it in the curve Sophi, also a low lotis in the Tukhum basis, then it's forbidden for him to leave the Tukhum of his house. etc. So in which case it'll only be an Isra Khatsara. So from that I understood, I don't know, you may be thinking, what have I seen there that we didn't see?
It's a rash without a lush and
soccer. It's without, yeah, but the water's like this. As I said, this is what just for me is sort of, you know, as they say, the Einfeld. Why this more than anything else? I don't know, this is what suddenly made just click. The pshat is, if you have a Mokum Shalisa, you have a Tchum. That means you are not allowed to go out of the tchum. I don't care if it's an Issa de Rabbon or an Issa de Raisa, there's an Issa for you to leave the 2,000 amps. Correct? Now, if you come along and say, ah, oh, but maybe if I go above 10, right? Maybe then it'll be alright. What you're doing is, you're saying, maybe I've found a way to get around the Issa.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In that case, we don't say Sofei de Rabbon and Lekun. Why? Because what I'm saying is, it's not a general topic. I know there is a vadai issa to go outside of the tchum. You may or may not have found a way of getting around the issa. Well, may or may not is not good enough. That's what he means by chazoka. The chazoka is, the starting position is, you have a home, you've got 2,000 amas, it is also to go outside of these 2,000 amas. That is the starting point. If you want to change that, right? You want to go beyond that? Maybe I found a way. Maybe not. Until you can find a proof that you're allowed to, then we will say, no. We cut out Sofik, we don't say Sofik the Rabban and the Kula, when I know I've got a Vadai Issa and maybe you've got a solution. That doesn't work. Masha Enkin, let me explain to you as opposed to, if the person is starting on the ship, so maybe you've got a Mokum Shalisa, maybe you don't. In which case, there's a topic where the Bechlal is an Issa to go outside of the 2,000 Amas. That's a topic that I want to look at, because there's no Issa to, there's no other Issa to start with.
Despite the fact that when you leave your Mokum and go onto the ship, which is at that stage in the port and not moving, it's still within your Tichum.
Yeah, that's not going to make a difference. If you, again, you're talking about where you started at home,
no,
you started
at home. You can't go, there's an issa to go out your tchum. So all you've done is gone from your home onto the ship. You've not gone out, at that stage, gone out.
Correct, you're not allowed to the chatzchilo. Whether it's by ship or not, it doesn't make a difference. You can't the chatzchilo do something which is going to take you out of your tchum.
Which you know is going to.
Yeah, correct. But the only thing is I'm going around the Masorah, maybe that's a heter, maybe not. You've got a Vadai Issa, maybe a way to get around it, maybe a way to get around it is not enough. Masha'inke, if you're starting Shabbos on the ship, I don't know if there's an Issa to go outside of the 2,000 Amas or not, the Chlal. That's a topic that I want to cook.
Because you might not have a home to begin with. Yeah.
Correct.
So the chazaka here is just that you've got a tchum to start.
You've zikha got an issa. The chazaka means that there is a zikha, there's a tchum. And there's an issa to leave that 2,000. You may have a way around it by doing, not walking, in other words. But we don't know if that is a way around or not. But it's a big yesod. So the reason why I think it's just well worth remembering this is not just for the individual application. It could well be a general application, a general yesod in Sofei de Rabban and Lekula. Do we always just say Sofei de Rabban and Lekula, or do we say no? When you've got a Vadai Issa and maybe a way around it, maybe that's why we don't say Sofei de Rabban and Lekula. Because I know I've got a Vadai Issa de Rabban, maybe with a Hesa, that's not enough.
Okay.
Yeah? That is the yesod. I think it's worth remembering that because it could well be a general yesod in Sofei de Rabbanon. It's not always Sofei de Rabbanon and Lekula. That's where there's a Sofei Bechlal where there's an Issa. Where I know there's a Vada Issa and maybe I found a solution to it, could be we can't rely on that. I mean, again, the halacha we don't necessarily take on this rational, but that could be a yesod to bear in mind.
You said before that Rashi holds out the Rabbi Yochanan.
That is the assumption, yes.
Where's Rashi? Is that a Rashi here?
Yeah, just from the reading of Rashi, it's much what he's saying generally. The way he says in the beginning, he's on the text. That's the way the Rishonim understand Rashi. The Rashba, the Ritva, they understand Rashi like that.
So the Rashba says
clearly. I suppose it's the fact that he says, "Sipukei Mishanino." So he answered me, "Hold it, Tivshay, they ain't coming."
Where's that? Which the name was that?
It's not highlighted. It's three lines down in the narrow lines.
Okay,
you can't be because the book of Mishnah can be the high tunnel. Maybe it's the subject of the tunnel. The Dilma in Tukhumin. Mishnah Hoki also the Chaz Beshabo. That's why we asked him to have the wine on Sunday. For the Chumra. Abu Nifshalo Peshita later Telef Het Teiro Mine. It's not poshut to him that you can learn a Heter of Tukhumin of Arun Elkar. It's not absolutely clear, but that is the.
But the Ben Chaz is very clear.
He says, okay. Right. So let's see, how do we take on the somebody who goes outside of the tchum, the ma'alam yasar tfochim, above 10 tfochim, kigoin, this is back to the original shayla, shekofat agabi amudim, he jumps on top of pillars, shekofat masor, which are 10 tfochim high, each of them is not 4x4 tfochim. Yeah, that means dafka 4x4, not an area of 60. So let's say if you've got a platform which is 2x8.
That's still the same.
Yeah, because the main point is it's awkward to walk on, Mishavura says, yeah? Once you've got a width of 4, then it's easy for a person to walk there, it's easy for a person to stand there, he feels a certain sense of security. So once you've got that, then we say, well, that's just like the ground is just ground elevation. Yeah. Here we're talking about Dafka, where it's not a place where you can walk, so you're effectively walking in, as it were, mid-air. So, harizeh sofik in the ishtachum in the ma'alam yasara elam. So if, let's say, one of these amudim, you could have, for example, one amud right on the border of the 2,000 amud, and you walk across using that, or you're going from one to the next and going out to the 2,000 amud, it's a sofik in the ishtachum in the ma'alam yasara elam. So there he goes, right? U'masha yihyeh v'dirabonam yihyeh sfeik alahokim. So where you're dealing with a Dirabono, right, in other words, as Mr. Burrow says, between 2 mil and, 2,000 amas, I mean, not 2 mil, right, 1 mil, yeah, between 2,000 amas and 12 mil, that is definitely a shayla of Dirabono, and therefore you can definitely be makel. Yes, so far so good? Fine. Now, he says, Miu, however, says Ramon. Imo Yohirich Bederech Seh. If a person is going in this fashion, right, and obviously he's using these amud and these pillars, and Oyali Dek Pitz Hashem, or he's using Hashem, one of the names of Hashem, to magically carry him, Mitoch Yud Beis Chutzla Yud Beis Mil, outside of the 12 mil, then Oglina the Chumrah, we go to Chumrah, Leman the Omar to Chumrah to Yud Beis Mil Havidei Raita. According to the one who holds that Yud Beis Mil is a Deiraita. Right? Now, what does that mean? How do we pass him?
The Machuk said, Bapin Yerushalmi.
I know it, sir. Yeah, it's Bavli Rishami. So, how do we pass it? It may be a Machlik's Bavli Rishami if we don't know.
Is he saying
Rishami is definitely Machmir, Bavli, we don't know.
Is he saying we're only going to Chumrah according to the one who holds his basement is the Rice?
Yeah.
But according to the one who holds it's not the Rice, then we don't go to the Chumrah.
Exactly the same as before, yeah.
He's not saying that we pass him.
No. So the Mishnah Berurah says the Sea of Kof and Zion, this is very important, this one. He says the Mechabe is Mashma, that you have to be Machma. Yubeis Mele Deraisa. Because otherwise, he says, Uma She Yihyeh B'Derabonon Yihyeh Tzfeikul HaKel. Mashma, there is a case of Deraisa. Where do you find Tzchum and Deraisa? Before you got to the Ramon, the last words before you got to the Ramon, he says, Uma She Yihyeh B'Derabonon Yihyeh Tzfeikul HaKel.
Is
it
by Midbash?
You're
based
mill.
He says that in Sif Kotzin Zion. No, there he's just generally, he's saying that that point is he's just telling you what the Rabbanon means. But if you look in Sif Kotzin Zion, he says, right in the middle of Sif Kotzin Zion, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Umidibri al-Mechabe shekosa v'mashi yeh b'derabonon v'chulu is mashma. Shemitzadi, that he's inclined, that's the Beis Yosef, is inclined to kain at lahalocha lahatme, that you should be machme, be abosho, be chutz, be yud beis mil. Afiru be lamalo me asor. Even above 10. Shu sopik de reis, because it's a sopik de reisa. Uwe bir agro, no te date lahapeskim de leilom vid rabon. But you should know that the gone takes on the rabon. I'll tell you something, it's an interesting question here. Would you say that the Mechaber is taking on Bevada to Rabot and Deraisa?
No, it's not.
You can't say it's a Sfek Sfeker. It's not a Sfek Sfeker, right? It's a Sofik, whether there's an Isla of Tuchum and Amal and Asra. That's the only Sofik you're dealing with. I just need to know what to do about it. So if it's a pure Derabonon, right? Then, Sofik Derabonon Mekulam.
So
right? And if it's definitely a Deraisa, Sobi deraisa l'chumra. What if I'm not sure if it's deraisa or derabon?
You mentioned the Gaon.
The Gaon says definitely derabon. So
it's not finished.
So very good. I want to know why I'm asking you is the mechaber. Because in Sif Kotzin Hay, right? In Sif Kotzin Hay, what did the Mishnah Berurah say over there? What do you mean mashiyev derabon? What do you mean that which is derabon? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that means to say if you go between 2,000 amas and 12 mil, that's l'chulei alma is midrabana. So what about your base mil and more?
After.
Of your base mil. Is that definitely deraisa or it's a possible deraisa?
It is deraisa.
The Mechaber is definitely taking on it's a possible deraisa. Is he taking on it's a valid deraisa?
It is about that because the right Seishman Komo. It's Pasuk.
That's the Yerushalmi. But the Babli is a Machlokes Rishonim what the Babli holds.
Probably holds
it
as Asmachta Baalma.
Maybe not. That's we saw the riff at the end of. I know, but we need to know this. Because it, as I said, it's an interesting question. What do you do with that? Sofik derabon on the kula, sofik derais to the chumra. And what if it's a sofik when it's derais? It's a sofik in something which is a sofik derais.
It's not.
Don't confuse that with the Sfek Sfeker. It's not a Sfek Sfeker.
No, but it's not. You don't know if it's Doraita or Rabbanan.
That's what
so
I'm saying.
That is already a big Sfek, so it's somewhere between. So Sfek Doraita le Humra, Sfek Rabbanan le Kula, and here you are in limbo.
No. What do we do?
So that's a limbo.
What would you say?
Lachlokes.
Why is it? It's a Sfek in the Doraita.
No, it's a sophic.
But it is a deraisa.
Correct. So in which case, I've got a sophic in a sophic deraisa. I've got a sophic in something which I'm not sure if it's deraisa. Or maybe the Mechaber is Vadai. He knows it's deraisa.
A
sophic
deraisa
is
a derabonon, isn't it?
Sorry, say again?
A sophic deraisa is derabonon.
Yeah, it's
a machlokes
rishonim.
According to the Vadai, we said it's a derabonon. Then it's a sophic derabonon, you go to kulon. According to the other man, Dharma says what? If it's not a. What does he regard as a sophic deraisa?
It's a sophic deraisa, the chumra is a deraisa. So if I say you've got a sophic deraisa. I was also wondering whether you say. I don't know if it's true whether you say that.
Could be.
Could be, it depends on whether you say sophic deraisa, the chumra, or sophic deraisa.
Yeah, but you need to hear
whether you say that's midderaisa or midderabon.
It's not sophic at all.
I don't know. Again, all I know is he's telling me that clearly the fact he says Mashiach with Rabbanon yes fake clearly tells me that there is something which may be a deraisa. Don't tell me it's definitely a daraita. I don't know. I don't know what it means.
If the daraita is al humra.
Why don't we call this a sfeit sfeitia?
Say again?
Why isn't it a sfeit sfeitia? Why isn't it?
Why should it be a sfeit sfeitia?
Well, first of all, you've got a suffix with it's where there's it goes about 10 tefachim, there's
okay.
And it's cool.
And if I'm kosher,
and then you've got another suffix.
One thing. If you're kosher, then the next suffix doesn't stop.
Why? How do you kosher it?
Suffix sfeitia means, yeah, that's it. I'm not sure A or B. And even if you say A, then I've got another suffix.
If I say I'm not sure if there's tchumen amar amel sor, now what? Well, the whole thing's over, isn't it? Right. Okay. And he said, and he says tchumen amar amel. It's also well over because that can be on that. Yeah. Okay. That's it to me. Okay. Right. Okay. And he said, and he says tchumen amar amel. It's also well over because that can be on that. Yeah. Okay. That's it to me. Okay. Right. Is there any really one thing you're thinking down to quarter? No. Which is all. So two are. You don't get that. I said, not the second. One was 10 points that travel. Thinking is. So he's the one suffix between two, you know. But I do think it could be contingent on that. Whether you say something derived to the chumrah is derived to the rabbah. If you say it's derived to, then I've got a suffix with I'm going to go to the chumrah. And this topic is a topic they write. So which case then you say again, maybe topic they write to the chumrah. I don't know if you can say that or not. I'm not sure. I also wonder whether it depends on whether you say topic they write to the chumrah is a bad or it becomes a or remains a topic. I don't know if that would have any nafkamina.
Can I just say that again?
When you say topic they write to the chumrah, does that mean the Torah's vadai now, or it's actually still a topic? It actually remains a topic. We haven't been kosher to anything, but just because it's a topic and it's a deraisa, so you have to be machmir. Or is it, no, you've got a pasak, it's an absolute vadai that that's the halacha.
Yeah, but that doesn't change, you still got a...
I don't think it'll make a difference for here, I don't think it's going to make any difference for here.
You still got the underlying...
No, it does have an afkamina sada thing, so it's not, I don't think it's going to make any difference. I think if anything, it would be, maybe it depends on whether you say it's the right or the wrong one. But as I said, it's just an interesting, I don't know, is anyone racist? I think it's an interesting aura. Yeah, Mr. Rura doesn't seem to be Messiah's doing, but okay. Before we go on, a couple of Nekudas the Bi'alochon makes. Number one, what about going on a train?
What do you mean, on the Shabbat?
Yeah.
Non stop or stopping at stations?
That's
if
what
it stops,
I'm doing my al-tukhumin, I'm not talking about anything else.
You're the man of me, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
So if he starts off there before Shabbos, you're alright, aren't you? If you're the man of Sarah, then you
say. Well, the first Bi'alocha brings from the Chasam Sofer, he says, Agolis ha-hulchim alidei kitor. You know what those are?
So it could be a bus as well, it doesn't have to be a train.
Steam
trains. Eisenbahn. Eisenbahn is a railroad. Okay, well there you go, it's the steam trains, okay? He says, don't go on them on Shabbos, even on Erev Shabbos don't go on if you know they're going to journey on Shabbos. Why? Because of the Issur Tchumim.
Now, isn't the Ma'ar Masa?
Huh?
Isn't it Malam?
Oh, well, that's the question.
I start off from
new. So,
isn't it what?
It's not a Ma'ar Masa.
On Shabbos, no, you got the Rashba. The Rashba has a because of the maybe the Rashba because of the Chazaka. He doesn't have a problem with the Chazaka. I assume that he obviously takes on that it's not above 10.
In which case, there's no question.
If I remember, I'll try and take a look at the Chassam Soviet side. No, but I would assume that the question is how you measure the tent. That's what it's going to be dependent on.
You should measure from the wheel, not? It's like a boat. You measure it from the bottom of the boat.
At the moment it's guesswork, so I can't say more than that. But he's saying don't do it, okay? There is. We'll have to see what he says there, but you know there is the teshuvah of, you know, Moshe Feinstein's got teshuvah, no? Back in.
It's a transfer.
Danish Chai's time? These people used to go on these
rickshaws,
whatever it was.
Rickshaw.
Or bike, he's very much.
I've been cutting
by. That's something else. It was trained. There was something with trains. Ramosha was asked about training in Russia or something, about going to shul on trains. But I suppose it could be within the tchum. That's what we're doing. Okay, fine.
And that seems that they should be alright.
Okay.
But they don't like it.
Don't stop being on the underground or anything
like that. They don't like it.
10th Prophet is what?
Is this 10th Prophet? It's less than 3 feet.
So would you say it's about the
base of the trains are not 3 feet high?
Imagine three A4 pieces of paper.
Well, that's
the height
of
the table, I suppose. I don't think it's easy. Yeah, even less than the height of the
table. You've probably got some app that you can measure the height in.
It's about 80
centimetres.
How much is that? 80 centimetres.
Which is less than 3 feet. The wheel is already 6 centimetres.
Plus the.
Yeah, but there are all sorts of.
Plus
how you measure it.
It's more.
Okay. I think you're. Well, okay, you know what? Let's wait till we've seen what he says. That's the first bialocha. The second bialocha is. What about. this is very, very important, this actually. Let's see this bialocha inside the second. This is very important. He says, Lamanza Omar Bukhuru. Because he's addressing now, what do I do when it comes to your base mill? Your base mill is not that, you know, it's 12 kilometers, 8 miles or thereabouts. It's not impossible for a person to end up, walking there.
Look at what he says.
Fine. When it comes to you going outside, maybe it's the Raisa, maybe it's not. The Gon says you can treat it as not. The Mechaber seems to be saying you can treat it as yes. Okay. The Ramor is at the moment seems very uncommitted. What about though with regard to my belongings? We know your belongings go by your tefillin. What do I do halachah-wise with regard to your business? Do I treat that as the Raisa or the Rabon? He says Kosa b'Knesset Hagadolah. Regarding this, there's a machlokes. Horal Bach Kosav, the Ralbach writes to Vozel Choliam with the Rabbon. Everyone holds When it comes to your belongings going outside of your tchum, that zicha is a drabana. V'horam al shaka sover tayhu deraisa. Whereas the maram al shaka, he says, no, it's deraisa.
How can be?
Because if you're due based on the deraisa, then it applies to your belongings as well. The tikkun amogen avron brings the maram al shaka. V'chidushi ramban le'iru ben iso. The ramban says, the man to omat tchum due based on the deraisa. A kelov hu deraisa. It could be that's the ramban at the beginning, the end of the first parak. Could be there. That's where we had the whole discussion. It could be there. I don't remember. So you do have, you know, deis l'kan l'kan u'mikol mokun nireh with the pit diish lohakel bozem v'lemalo me'asorov. You could be maker when it comes to above 10. Why? Tahalo etzem tuchum diu beis mil u'lemato me'asorov. This whole question of tuchum of yud beis mil, even with intense tefachim. Even with the human being, is only midrabon. So now let's think. What have we just said? Yud beis mil, maybe deraisa, maybe derabon. Right? Call it sofik deraisa. It's a sofik when it's deraisa. Lemalo me'asoro, yeah, is. Here you do have a shtick on a svekstik. I don't know if it's you could say it's svekstik in legabi your belongings, because the whole thing of yud beis mil bichlal is a shayla when it's deraisa derabonan.
Yeah.
And I could say to you, and even if you would say it's deraisa, then maybe that's only with the human being, not the belongings. Shtick on a svekstik, right? It's not a pure sex faker. I don't know if you can sort of.
You get down to quarter of a percent on this.
I don't know if it's really. If you're going to Malo Me'asorah, which itself is a sophic where the Bechal, the whole thing of Tchumen applies, so the Malo Me'asorah, that you can Zecha be maker on.
For your Kalim or?
For your Kalim.
Your base mill is a sofik deraisa, sofik derabanan, and the man of masora is a sofik bichlal, sofik derabanan.
Bichlal is a sofik, for yourself, he essentially seems to be saying you should be machmir.
Yeah.
That does seem to be what's coming out, or at least there's a when I say machmir, and I was treated as a deraisa, and if it is, and if anyway, but it has not given us whether it's deraisa derabanan. Do anyone know? One afternoon is with the other, there are it's also a little different.
Well, then what's the rice of the room?
Your base mill.
It's better to start right, we said the regulation is common.
It's for non-Jew doing it, for non-Jew, then you've got a Schwoz to Rabban, Schwoz to Schwoz or something. They were carrying your Kaylee. That would be Schwoz to Schwoz, wouldn't it? He's doing it and it's going. If it's drug violent, which was the short something, and then you're carrying your Kaylee, beyond 12 mil.
Maybe. You've also got a shayla of, well, we have the Tosafot about Tchum when it comes to how you view that. We are more major, we did have a slight quibble with a some of them when it comes to the goy doing it. What's this? Okay, that's one possibility. Another possibility is for a chayla.
Are you happy? Yeah.
When it comes to taking them to the hospital,
yeah.
So if you've got a choice between two, I suppose you've got a choice anyway, but if I'm talking about not life threatening, if it's life threatening, one does whatever is necessary, but if it's not life threatening, so we definitely allow, if need be, even through our years, we allow a Darabonon.
Right.
So to go to a hospital which is within the Yud Beis Mil, no problem.
Right.
Yeah, but to go outside of your base mill, which involves a deraisa, if you say it's deraisa, I mean, right?
And it's not life threatening. It's slightly, the truth is, if it's not life threatening and it's really not life threatening, you'd wait till after Shabbos. you know, there was no, I suppose
you could say that 10 minutes a quarter mile doesn't make a difference.
Yeah,
I suppose you could say that the situation will deteriorate if you don't get in there quickly, something like that.
Well, no, I mean, okay, that may still come up.
The story with the rabbit that asked somebody to bring the mialede.
That's not because we'll continue this tomorrow.
It was a story that said they told me to bring the mialede. So he's asking, but he said, I'm not going without smoking. He said, okay, we could smoke with the aglom. So that's the right or the smoke?
Again, that's
because you can't really go. That's it. So he said, go, and you can do anything, he said.